Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikat on Zainim Abayis. We're holding by the Mishnah on Zainim and Aleph. So it says the Mishnah of Meir Aymer, that Rayin Es HaNegam L'Hakil Avaloi L'Hachmer, that you're allowed to bring a Negat to a Kohen to pass it on him, on Cholom Ma'id, L'Hakil, but not L'Hachmer. Meaning if the Kohen sees that it's gonna, the new status of the Mitzayra is gonna make it worse for him, so then he'll just won't issue a Psak. But if it's a Kula, he'll issue a Psak. V'Chachamim Aymerim Lei L'Hakil Avaloi L'Hachmer. Chachamim say that no, you can't issue a psak at all, because you have to always issue a psak. You can never just plead the fifth. Mameila, being that sometimes it'll end up coming out of Chumrah, so you're not allowed to show the negative to the Kohen to begin with, because he might end up ruining your Simchas Yom Tov. Tani, we learned in the Braiso, repeating the shitas that we just mentioned, Ramei Raimer, Rainas Anigam, Lahakil, Avaloi Lahachmer. You could bring the negative to the Kohen on Cholamayit, Lahakil, just not Lahachmer. And Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, who is the same as the sheet of the Chachamim in our Mishnah, that no, Lei Lahakil, Avaloi Lahachmer. Now, no, you can't bring it to him at all, not lahakel, not lahachmer, and the reason for that is shema to aimer, shema to nizkak loy lahakel, nizkak loy af lahachmer. Because once you show it to him, hoping to get a kula, if it ends up being a chumrah, he's not allowed to just stay quiet, he has to issue a psak, but mela, don't show it to him at all. Now, Amar Rebbe, says Rebbe, that near and divre meir b'muskar, with divre b'yaisi b'mukhla, and we'll see more about this in the Gemara on Amabez. Now, Amar Rava. Rava comments, and Rava says that although we have a machlekas or meir b'yaisi, the machlekas is not as extreme as it sounds. B'tar kuli amulei pligi deloi chazulei. When it comes to a mitzaira who's tar, so that everybody agrees that the mitzaira should not, that the, we have a person who's tar who gets a nega, so everyone agrees that he should not go to the kain, because there's nothing to gain. The only thing that the kain could do is say that he's tameh, so there's nothing to gain from that. It's only going to go l'chumra, so therefore don't go to the kain. When it comes to Hesker Rishain, so that everybody agrees that you should not go to the Kayin. That you could go to the Kayin, because then it's a win-win. Either the Kayin will tell him that he's tar, or the Kayin will tell him that he's in another Hesker. So there's nothing to lose. If he sees it as a Simon Toma and he has to be Machladim, that Taisus explains that even Rabbi Yossi agrees that the Kayin does not have to speak up. When it comes to Hesker Rishain, there's no chiv to speak up, and therefore there's no reason not to go to the Kayin after Hesker Rishain, because either he'll tell him he's tar, or he'll continue his status with another Hesker, so there's no reason not to go to the Kayin. Ki pligi b'Hesker Sheni. The Machlekes is when he's coming out of Hesker Sheni, because then already, according to Rabbi Yaisi, the Kayin has to issue a psak. So Mar Savar b'Kayin Tali Milsa, Itar Amar Leitar v'Tamei Shasek. Remeir says that the Kayin does not have to issue a psak. So Mamela, after Hesker Sheni, go to the Kayin, either he'll tell him he's tar, or I'll tell him, and or I'll see that he's tummy and he won't say anything. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi holds that no, the Kain has to issue a psak, and being that he has to issue a psak, and it might not work out in the Mitzvah's favor, so therefore don't go to the Kain. Now, Amar Mar, we mentioned before at the end of the Braisa, that Amar Rabbi near and divir Rabbi Yaisi b'mukhla u'divir meir b'muskar, that he's masking for Rabbi Yaisi not to go to the Kayin when it comes to a mukhla, and he holds a grameir to go to the Kayin when it comes to a muskar. Now, I asked the Gemara of Atani Ibcha, but we learned in the Braisa the other way around, that Rameir is b'mukhla and Rabbi Yaisi b'muskar. Says the Gemara, Tanai hi alibad Rabbi. It's Machlaikas Tanayim, what Rabbi said. And the Machlaikas is based off of the fact that Mar Savar Tzav said Alma adiflay, Umar Savar Tzav said Ishtay adifalay. It's Machlaikas if a person would rather enjoy, if he enjoys more the company of his wife or the company of his friends. The Mandama, the second version of Rabbi, who says that the Allah is like Rabbi Meir b'mukhla, it's because mukhlat's a win-win, because it could only get better. Either the Kayin will see that he continues to be Tamei, so nothing changes, or the Kayin will see that he's Tar, now he begins his Yemei Sfirai, and it's true that now he's Aser to his wife, but now he's allowed to be with his friends. And Safsa Da'alma Adifle, he likes being with his friends more than his wife, so it's a win-win. So that's the Pshat in the second version. The Pshat in the first version of Rebbe is that he said that the Allah is like Rebbe Meir b'Muskar, that you should go to the Kayin when it comes to a Muskar. It's because that's if you hold that he enjoys the company of his wife better. And then Musker's the win-win, because either he'll be Matayer him, which is definitely a win, or he'll be Matame him, he'll be Machlid him, and when he's Machlid him, even though he gets kicked out of the city and he's Aser to be with his friends, but he's allowed to be with his wife. A Mitzayra Mukhlet's allowed to be with his wife, and that's Tzavsa Di'ishta Yadifalei, and therefore it's a win-win. So ask the Gemara, Lameimer, the Mukhla, Mutu, Batash, Vashamita. Really, Rebbe holds that a Metzera Mukhla is allowed to be with his wife? Says the Gemara, and yes, but Tanya, just like with that which we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa is discussing a Pasuk, discussing Yemei Sfirai. The Pasuk by Yemei Sfirai, after he's ready a Mukhla, the Nega goes away, he starts counting 7 days, and the Pasuk says, V'yashav Michutza'a Loi Shivas Yamim. He sits outside of his tent for 7 days. What does it mean, outside of his tent? His tent's referring to his wife. She'e Osir Batash Vashamita. He has to be outside his tent means he's not allowed to be with his wife during the Yemei Sfirai. And we know that all is a reference to a person's wife. Shenema, from that which the Torah tells us, after Matan Torah, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Klal Yisrael was asked to be with their wives until now, that they should go back now to their tents, they could be with their wives again. So you see, all is a lashon of being together with a person's wife. And on that, the Torah was saying by Yemei Sfirai that a person's not allowed to be with his wife. So now, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Shivas Yamim Yisperu Lai, Vidarshins from the Pasuk of Yisperu Lai, Yemei Sfirai, V'loi Yemei Chilutai. That he's only not allowed to be with his wife during the Yemei Sfira, but he is allowed to be with his wife during Yemei Chilutai. It's two different time periods. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Aymer, that Shivas Yamim Sfirai, Kavachaymer Yemei Chilutai. If he can't be with his wife during the Shivas Yemei Sfira, then Kol Shekein, he can't be with her during Yemei Chiluta. Yemei Sfira is more Kali. He's already on his way to become Tar. And Afalpike, the Torah says, he can't be with his wife. So then Kol Shekein during Yemei Chiluta. Now what's Rabbi Shita on this? So it says, the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Chia, that Danti Lefnei Rabbi, I spoke about this in front of Rabbi, Limadatanu Rabbeinu Yaisam Lohayu Lezioh, Ela Bimei Chiluta, that Uzioh conceived Yaisam during while Uzioh was Bimei Chiluta. He was Mutter B'tash Hashemita. And Amar Lai Afani Kachamarti. And Rabbi said, yes, that's what I said, that's what I hold, that during Yemei Chilutai, a person's allowed to be with his wife. So you see that that's the Shita of Rabbi. Now, B'mai Kamifli, Agav, says the Gemara, that what's the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, that Gali Rachmani Bimei Sfirai, V'kol Shekein Bimei Chilutai. That if the Torah tells us he can't be with his wife during Yemei Sfirai, then Kol Shekein he can't be with her during Yemei Chilutai. Umar Savar, Maidu Gali Gali, Maidu Lai Gali Lai Gali. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda said that no, the Torah told us this only when it comes to Yemei Sfirai, and that's the only time this halacha applies, but not during Yemei Chilutai. Tosfos points out that Rabbi Yehuda obviously has some sort of pircha not to make a kavach haimer, and Mameli says that this then only applies during Yemei Sfirai and not during Yemei Chilutai. Now says the Gemara, this whole Shaklavataria, this whole Gemara has been assuming that a person's status is only defined once the Kohen gives them a psak. So ask the Gemara, Lameimer, the Kohen Talia Milsa, that's all Talia and the Kohen, and the Kohen could just say, oh, you know, come back after Yom Tov, and he's allowed to push it off, it's all Talia and the Kohen. Says the Gemara, and yes, but Tanya, it's just like that which we learned in the Raisa. The Basak says, if on the day that the Kohen checks out the Nega, so it's Mashma, on the day that he sees it, that Yesh Yoyim Shata Rayabai, the Yesh Yoyim Shiata Rayabai. There are days that he sees it, and there are days that he doesn't have to see it. You can push it off. Mikan Amru from here, Chazal said that there are certain situations where we allow the Kohen to push it off. Number one, Chasot Shenodol by Nega, Naisnin Lai Shiva Simeya Mishta. Number one is a chasan. A chasan, he gets a nega, so we give him the sheva bracha, is not to look at the nega, whether it's on him, his house, or his clothing, wherever the nega is, we push him off. Also, when it comes to Yom Tov, we give a person until the end of Yom Tov before looking at the Nega. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Aymer, Rabbi says, Einaitzarech, you don't need a whole drasha to teach us this din. Harayu Aymer, it's Mamish refers to the Torah. The Torah says, with regards to Nigei Batim, it says, Vetziva Akayinu Finu Asabayis, before the Kayin's Batam in the house, he tells the person, he tells the Balabayis, he says, get your Kalim out. I don't want you to have to take all your Kalim and bring it to the mikvah and then have to bring it back. Be a big schlep. Just get your Kalim out of the house right now when I'm at Tamit. And in this way, your kalim won't become tameh. And so says Rabbi, Imam Tinim Ling Dvar Rishos, Kol Shekein Dvar Mitzvah. You see from the Torah that even for Dvar Rishos, we're allowed to push off the psak. The Kayin delays his psak. So then Kol Shekein, when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah, like a chasan, like Yom Tiv, so then the Kayin's allowed to delay his psak. My Benayu, what's an afkamina between where the drush is learnt out from? Amir Abaye, Mashma is Darshan Ika Benayu. There's no halachic nafkamina, just a machlaikis, and where the darshan it from? The Rava Amir, no, it's actually a halachic nafkamina, Dvar HaRishos. The nafkamina when it comes to Dvar Rishos, Rebbe says that even for Dvar Rishos, the Kohen is allowed to delay his psak. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that no, for Dvar Rishos, the Kohen is not allowed to delay his psak. Obviously, by Negei Batim, where the Torah says it, so then the Kohen is allowed to. But otherwise, we don't learn from there that in general, by Dvar Rishos, that the Kohen is allowed to delay his psak. So says the Gemara now, why doesn't each one say from the other drasha? Rabbi Yehuda mehasam legamrinon dechedeshu. Rabbi Yehuda says not to learn it out from nigei batim, because the whole concept of negayim on a house is a chedesh. Why? The eitzim v'avanim ba'amu loy mitamu v'alchum mitamu. Normally eitzim and avanim are not mekabel toma, and over here it is. So it's a chedesh, so therefore don't learn out from here as a rule that the kain's allowed to delay his psak for a dvarishas. But Rebbe Amar, and Rebbe will tell you that it's really, you know, you need both drushas. So Rebbe doesn't ignore the drusha of Uviyami Ra'izbay, but he says that you need both drushas. You need Uviyami Ra'izbay, and you also need Ufinoas of Itziva Akayin. Now why? It's Rech. The Ikaz Rechman of Uviyami Ra'izbay. The Torah would have just told us the drusha of Uviyami Ra'izbay, have Aminu Ledvar Mitzvah and Ledvar Rishos Loi. I would say that the Kain's only allowed to delay his psak for Dvar Mitzvah, but not for Dvar Rishos. Therefore, Kaz Rechman of Itziva Akayin, that no, even for Dvarashos, not to make a burden for the Mitzayrov who has Tsaras in his house, so we allow the Kain to delay his Psak. V'ikas Rachman of Itziva HaKayin. And if the Torah would have just told us the Pasuk of Itziva HaKayin, so Havamina Hani in the Lav Tome de Gufe, I would have said that this halacha only applies to Nigi Batim. That's when the Kain is allowed to delay his Psak, because Nigi Batim is more Kal in the sense that it's not Tome de Gufe. It's not Tome that's on his body. Aval Tome de Gufe, which is more Chamer, Ema Michse Chazile, and he's not allowed to delay his Psak at all. Tzricha, that's why I need both Rashas.